So, good evening. So, today we are going to talk about emotions. How do you deal with emotions? To understand emotions, we need to know why we do any action. Okay? So, what is the motivation to do anything? Broadly speaking, there are two things. You either want pleasure out of it, or you want to avoid pain. Right? So if you want to avoid pain, also you'll do things. And most of our lives we do that, you know, I don't be uncomfortable. So anyway, so these are the main motivating factors for any action. And so everybody's doing actions and then we also react to that, right? So when we react to anything, just like in the physical world, we react to something, like if we see danger behind us, we run. So that is, we have flight, that's known as flight. And otherwise, if there is danger, you may want to fight, you know, and you attack the person or whatever the danger is. So that is fight. In physical sense, we all know about fight and flight. And those are the main responses that we do to anything that is happening. But emotionally also we do that. Mentally also we are constantly doing. If somebody criticizes you, like, you know, anything, say, oh, why didn't you turn the lights off when you left, you know? The lights were on. And you immediately say, oh, Mr. Environmentalist, like you do everything perfect. Like you know, that is our immediate response. And that is fight. That is a fight, emotional fight. Anything, anybody happens, we are back with something, you know, we don't take it properly. So that we are fighting with them. Or we say, you know, you're waiting for your spouse to come home and he or she comes really late. So you're sitting there and waiting and waiting and waiting and you're mad and you're all kind of there. But when the spouse comes, they are trying to explain this happened. You're like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to say anything. Don't bother me. That is withdrawal. That is flight, basically. You're not facing the situation. You're just saying, oh, I don't want to deal with this thing right now. So even emotionally, we have those similar responses, fight and flight. Those are the main responses normally we do, and they are very reactive, you know. So is there any other way you can have a response? And so the third one would be conscious response. So what do you mean by conscious response? Conscious response. In that, you are very calm. You are evaluating the situation, what has happened, and then after thinking about it, you come up with a response intellectually. Okay? That, oh, the lights, in the situation said, oh, how come you left the lights on? You may say, you know, I think I did turn the lights off, but maybe one or two, maybe I missed it or something like that. You're not fighting with that, you know. You are coming up with a good response. In the other situation, the spouse comes late. So okay, then you think, you don't make assumptions that they didn't come because they don't care about you and this and that. Maybe there was something that really happened that made them late. So you talk with them so that is a conscious response where you evaluate the situation, you think intellectually and you respond. So that is a good response. But there is even a higher response than this, higher way to react. And that is when it is beyond the intellect. You could call it intuition. When something just happens, you know it is coming from a deeper level and where you are very calm, very quiet, and only when you are quiet and you are in the present moment will that intuitive response come to you. Otherwise, it doesn't come. Otherwise, you're thinking through your mind. And the intuitive response is much more powerful and it's much more true or the right thing to be done. There is no logic there. You just know. So many times it happens. You just know I have to do this, you know, and it happens. That is intuitive. And where does that come from? That comes from the universal consciousness. That is because the wisdom of everybody, anybody who ever lived in this world, ever, that wisdom is around, and that's the universal mind. So that comes through the universal mind, where the universal mind knows what happened in the past, and, you know, this is the right response. So that is even a better response, the intuitive response. So that is what we need to develop, to have more and more intuitive response, where you just know this is the right thing. Like it happened to one of our friends, middle of the night, 2 o'clock, they get a call from the son's dorm and say that, oh, you know, he's having some trouble, this and then. Didn't seem too major, but, you know, it wasn't feeling good or something like that. And the mother said, you know, and this was far away. And she told her husband, we have to go now. We have to leave now. So the husband says, we can go in the morning. He's going to the hospital. It's okay. We can go in the morning. But she said, no, I have to go now. We have to go now. And they left. And it was a very, very serious situation. So that is something that is intuitive. If you think with your mind, the mind will tell you, oh, it's not that bad. They're going to the hospital. It'll be taken care of. And if it's something bad, they'll call us. That is, the intellect will work that way because they'll see. But intuition is something deeper because it comes from a level which we cannot understand. And that wisdom is there, universal wisdom is there, which guides you to the right thing. And how do we develop that response, that kind of response? The more we are quiet, the more we meditate, the more we let go of all the things we talked about last time. If we let go of things, if we stay more in the present moment, then that intuitive response will come more naturally to you. So these are different responses that we norm. But most of us live in the fight and flight phase, most of the times. Maybe a little bit conscious, maybe once in a while. But intuitive is very rare. So now, so what happens with emotions? Just like when you eat wrong foods, or you eat foods that have pesticides and all that, that causes toxicity in your body. Same way, when you have emotions that you have not dealt with, they stay in your subconscious mind. Every emotion, every thought is a chemical reaction. There is some chemicals are released, and that stays in your body. And if it's a negative emotion, it is going to affect your body negatively. So basically, anything that you don't deal with, you have not resolved it, because your response has been fight or flight, usually, emotionally. All those emotions you have not dealt with. So they are going to stay in your mind, in your subconscious mind. And they will come up sometime or the other. Many times, you know, something very minor happens. You know, it's not that big of a deal. But you react. Your reaction is much more than what the situation calls for. And that is because you have accumulated emotions that are inside you, and it's being triggered by something. People who have read Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now, he talks about the pain body. Pain body is something that you do not deal with, and it goes on staying within you, and it accumulates and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he talks about even societal pain body, you know, pain body of women, you know, it all accumulates. And that is in all of us. And it will get triggered. The funny part is, you would think that something that is not comfortable to me, pain body is not a comfortable thing, right? So then I would try to avoid that. But the funny part is, or the irony is, you look out for those kind of things, those kind of situations. And that is because the pain body feeds on negativity. And it wants more and more and more of it. We've heard so many times that people who have been abused as children, you would think they would say, I would never do this to my children. But what are the statistics? Statistics are they do the same thing. Because that's the pain body. And the pain body feeds on more and more of the same thing. That's why in society, violent movies, people love them. You know, horror movies, that's your pain body within you that wants more of it. So you go on increasing. So all that is emotional toxicity. And then that emotional toxicity, when it accumulates and accumulates and accumulates, it will affect your body too. Lack of enthusiasm, fatigue, depression, all those are signs of emotional toxicity, actually. So you have a lot of emotions in you that you have not dealt with. It's fine to have an emotion and it's done. There's no problem with that. The problem is when you have not, like in certain situations, anger is important, right? If you're trying to teach a kid something, you may have to get angry, but there is nothing, no emotion attached to it. It's just at that time and you let it go. That doesn't do any problem. The problem is when you brood over it and it stays and stays and stays. So that is the emotional toxicity. So basically, what are emotions? So if you look at emotions, they are basically thoughts. It starts first as a thought. So you think of something. And then there is a chemical reaction. It will cause an emotion. And if you are attentive, that emotion will cause a sensation in your body. Because it's a chemical reaction. The chemicals are working on your body and which will cause sensation. So this is how the emotions happen. Basically, it starts with the thought. So how do you get rid of this? How do you deal with it? Say you are bored. You are sitting at home, you're bored. What would you do? Phone? Okay, eat? Okay. Eat? Anything else? Watch TV? Okay. So you are resenting something that happened during the day. What do you do? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say this, and this, and this. Next time I see the person, I'm going to do this. And she did that before also, you know. She did that 20 years ago. Just goes on and on. So mainly we do these two things. So when you go on thinking, I just talked about the pain body. What are you doing?
Feeding it.
So are you helping yourself? No. You're making it worse. So that is the worst thing to do. Brood over things, you know. Second one is, like you said, oh, I'll watch TV, or I'll answer the phone, I'll call her, whatever. What is that? What are we doing then?
Avoiding.
We are avoiding it. We are distracting ourselves. Basically, you're saying, I don't want to deal with this. Let me. So that is a withdrawal, or it's a flight. And the other one was fight, when you are thinking. So those two, we said we normally do that. So what is a third way to do this? What else can we do? Because we know both of these are not helping. The withdrawal is better than the fight in the sense you are not feeding it that much. You are kind of feeding it if you are really depressed and that kind of thing. But if you are not, just distracting yourself, you know, watching a TV or movie or something, you are not increasing it. But you are just distracting yourself and you are pushing it away. You are kind of putting the dirt under the rug, you know. You're not doing anything to it. It's still in your subconscious mind. It'll come out sometime, right? So those two things. So we are not helping ourselves by both of them. The first one is worse. Second one is a little better. But how do we get rid of it? So that is the third response. And that is you face it. Face the situation. If you are bored, you sit down and say, oh, I'm bored, yeah. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm bored because she told me she'll come and she never showed up. Don't think of that way. You say, okay, let me see what happens if I stay bored. you know, okay, I have nothing to do. I'll sit and see what happens to me. What will happen if I have nothing to do, you know, and face it. So that is also a little bit difficult. So now we come to the cycle of the thought, emotion, and sensation. The theory is, if you can be a witness to anything, you get rid of it. You start slowly getting rid of it when you be witness to anything. So if you want to get rid of the emotion, you have to witness it, okay? But this cycle goes on and on and on, right? Thought, emotion, sensation, thought, emotion, it goes on and on. We need to break that cycle somewhere. And how do we break that cycle? We can observe at any level. We can observe and be a witness either at the level of the thought or at the level of the emotion or at the level of bodily sensations. Now, what do you think would be easier to look at, to be a witness to, out of the three? Any ideas?
Sensation.
Yeah, because it's very difficult to look at thoughts when thoughts are going on. You get carried away. It'll go on more and more and more, you know. Emotion is also very difficult because in the heat of the moment, it's very hard. But bodily sensations are a little bit easier to deal with. So you can look at your bodily sensation. And when you just look at it and be a witness to it, you start getting rid of the actual emotional toxicity little by little by little. And depending on how deep your wound is or how deep the toxicity is, it may take you longer. If it is something minor, you do it 2-3 times and it's gone. If it is a deeper thing, every time it comes, you do it. We'll do it as a practice. So every time you have that, so you have some thoughts, you get an emotion, you think of something negative and you start getting angry or you start getting resentful or whatever it is. As soon as you start doing that, put your attention on your body and we'll do the practice. So you scan your whole body and see where you feel something. If you feel any sensation, then stop and just be aware of that sensation and breathe in and out through that part of the body. If you scan your body and you don't feel anything, okay, then you go to your palms. The palms are very sensitive mostly. And if you pay attention to it, you will feel something, maybe a little tingling, numbness, cold, or, you know, whatever it is. If you don't even feel that, then you can go to your breath and just observe your breath going in and out. That is a method of looking at the thing. And very important when you have and we already talked about it though. Anytime emotion comes, stop blaming anyone or any situation or yourself. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame anyone. Don't blame the situation. Nothing of the sort. You have to take full responsibility of the emotion. So what does that mean? That means just now if I'm angry, I take full responsibility that I am angry. There's no point in saying I am angry because so-and-so or this situation or that. I am angry, it stops there. Sometimes you just feel uncomfortable. You may not even know what emotion it is. Okay? Doesn't matter. You can try to figure out what emotion, but that's also not necessary. Actually, when you start naming it again, it increases it. So you don't even have to name it, you know, if you want to find, but you don't even have to name it. Just say, yeah, I'm feeling uncomfortable or whatever it is. I am feeling some emotion. You don't have to say a name. And then go. So the first step is to take full responsibility. Stop blaming anyone or anything. And then you go to scan your body and then go to your sensation and then look at it. And then it slowly and slowly gets less and less. And I did this to myself. I still have a problem public speaking. And I used to be terrified of it. And then one time I said, I volunteered myself. And I spoke in the interfaith conference. But what I would do is I would sit and think that I am in front of the audience and I have to speak. And immediately my heartbeat is going fast and I'm breathing fast. And then I sat and I looked at my breathing. I looked at my, I was just there with my sensations, basically, the heart beating fast, the breathing and all that. Went on doing it whenever, many times. And slowly it did get better, a lot better, you know. So it does work. I've done it on myself on numerous occasions. In other things also I've done it. So it works very well. And I really recommend people. To me, I think if something is not deep enough, okay, then intellectual is fine. You get the knowledge and you get rid of it. Like a simple example. Say you didn't know that eating sweets causes diabetes, okay? Say you didn't know. And you don't care for sweets. I don't like sweets anyway. And somebody told you, you shouldn't eat sweets, you know, because it causes diabetes. And if you have diabetes, then no problem. I don't care about the sweets. Okay, I'll give it up. But that knowledge is important. As soon as you have the knowledge, it's instant. You get rid of it. But where is the problem with knowledge? Knowledge will not work when you love sweets. Yeah, that is going to be a problem. Now, the intellect will always tell you, shouldn't be eating. You know, you have diabetes, shouldn't be eating. But we can do that. And that is the time when you need this kind of thing. So, knowledge is great for people who are very advanced. And for things that you are not too deep into, you don't have too much emotional toxicity with it, or then you are okay. But if it's deeper, then you'll have to do something like this. And this works well, I think, because I've tried it myself. So I think the longer you sit with the sensation, the better it is. So, because you are getting rid of it. So whatever you can, basically. But at least 10, 15 minutes. So everyone sit comfortably with your backs as straight as possible and your feet on the ground. Close your eyes. Allow your awareness to permeate your whole body, taking note of any sensations, thoughts, or emotions that are present right now. Gently let your attention rest in the area of your abdomen and heart. Take a couple of deep breaths into your belly and notice any sensations you feel in this area. Now allow yourself to remember a recent event that was upsetting to you. It could be an argument with your boss, being cut off on the highway, or a rude waitress you had to deal with. Specifically, recall some relatively minor upset within the last 2 weeks. Allow yourself to experience any emotion that arises for you around this incident. And as you do, acknowledge to yourself that these are your feelings. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of anyone else's behavior, these feelings are happening in you and therefore are your responsibility. make a commitment now to take responsibility for your own emotional reactions. Now, as clearly as you can, identify what you are feeling, whether it is anger, sadness, irritation, jealousy. Whatever it is. Now, take a deep breath again and bring your awareness into your body. Where do you feel the emotion? Your heart, your stomach, your neck, your lower back. You can scan the body right from the top of the head, slowly, your face, neck, shoulders, chest, abdomen, lower abdomen, thighs, knees, legs, feet, soles of the feet, back of your head, back of the neck, your upper back and lower back, your arms, forearms, wherever, if you feel anything in any of the spot in your body, pay attention to it. Bring your attention there and breathe into it, like you're breathing through that part, in and out. And if you don't feel anything in your body, pay attention to your palms. Bring your attention on the palms. And if you don't even feel anything in your palms, then pay attention to your breath. Just observe how the breath goes in and out. In and out. Just stay with the sensation. And notice if it changes in any way, whether it gets more intense or less, or changes the quality, whatever it is, just be a silent witness to the sensation. breathe in and out through the sensation. And with every breath out, have the intention of releasing the emotion. Now, without talking, just stand up. We are just going to release the emotion. Sometimes it's a lot of energy that we are releasing. So we just, so all we are going to do is just come. Three times we'll do it. Say it as loudly as you want. So there are a few more steps to this. So like we did just now, sometimes the emotion toxicity, when you are releasing it, it's a lot of energy that is going on. So do something physical. You can go out and run, go for a walk, whatever, that helps. Another thing is talk about it. If you have someone you can talk to, that helps release it too. If not, you can write journal writing. Write it for yourself. Laughing is great. Yeah. Sure. You do laughing yoga. Laughing yoga. Yeah. That'll be good. So these are the next few steps after you do it this way. So anyone wants to share the experience of what we did? Yes, please. Go ahead. It's your reality. That is what happened, right, to you. You don't have to think, maybe I'm imagining or not. That is what you happened to. And it's a beautiful experience, really. So you felt, he felt something, he remembered the incident. He felt something in the body, right? You had sensation. He breathed into it and he stayed with it and it lost some intensity, right? And the thing that you're saying, you jerked or something like that, you said physical? Yeah. No, it's a very logical thing. Just like I said, when you're releasing something very intense, sometimes it's not even intense. That situation may not feel intense, but it's triggering something else that could have been intense. And when you release it, that's why I said do this. When you release that, it comes in the body as some kind of energy. And that jerking is part of that. It's a good sign. You're releasing something. Even like in meditation, a lot of people will have that. The leg will jerk or this or that. It is release of stress, release of energy. So very beautiful. For here, we don't want to do that because we are dealing with us only. We are not dealing with the other people. Okay? So you are trying to say if we put ourselves in the other person's shoes, we'll feel compassion or understanding. Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah. But here, what we are trying to do is what emotion we had, and then we want to deal with that emotion. If that emotion was love, great, you go for it. But if it was something negative, then that is what we are trying to. We are trying to get rid of that negative emotion. Because if you still have negativity in you, the body never lies. Your mind might lie. The mind might say, oh, I forgive this person. But when you meet that person, you start getting angry. You start breathing fast. So the body doesn't lie. Body, that means you have not forgiven the person. It's still an emotional toxicity in you. So that's why we are trying to, so if you think of the situation, so you're not trying to do anything. Basically what you are doing is you are thinking of the situation and then being with what is real. So if at that time you are getting a negative emotion, then that is real. And you stay with that. You don't manufacture an emotion and you don't want to do that. Okay.
Something I've been thinking about lately is when you deal with a person or a situation and there's a very negative
action. And the problem
is ironic.
No, that was good. Yeah, good observation. Very good. And the thing is, we may tell ourselves, I mean, we read in the scriptures all the time, right? You should be kind to people, you should be compassionate. Why can't we do that? Intellectually, we know that. But we are not. We are anything but. Because it's all within, it's built into your body kind of. It has been there so long, the negativity that it has. And you cannot be kind, you cannot be compassionate. If you, even if you want to, but you cannot. And you will not be able to do that till you get rid of all the negativity. And then the love and the compassion will come naturally. You don't have to say, oh, I need to be loving, I need to be. It is just natural. It's a way of being.
I was in control of it too. Through the whole time, you see, it's always gay.
Yeah. Because we, in the scriptures, we've heard of all these big, you know, saints and all. Anyone, they never blame anyone. The emotion, they are in control of their emotions. So like I told, I don't know if I told you, but the Buddha story, like Lord Buddha was sitting one time and one of the guy comes and he was very mad at him for whatever reason. So he insulted him and he said all these things and, you know, he left and his main disciple was very upset. He told Lord Buddha, how can you take this, you know? You should get angry at them or you should tell him this and that. And Buddha said, I never even took it. I never even took that present. What is there to return, you know? So he didn't, he was very calm. And so your emotion is in your control. So if you get upset or if you get, it is your responsibility. It's nothing to do with the others. The others can do whatever, but you still have control. And that is what we have to own up to what is happening to us. I'm not saying that whether you feel or you don't feel. What I'm saying is you have to take responsibility for what emotion you are feeling. Whether, like Lord Buddha wouldn't feel he's unjust, right? That guy was unjust to him, but he didn't care, he didn't think it was, or it didn't bother him, basically, right? But we are not, I'm not telling you to be like Lord Buddha, I'm not telling you that, because again, that is, you are not being with reality. You have this mind, concept in your mind that I want to be like Lord Buddha, which is not reality, so you are away from reality. So we do not want you to be away from reality. You have to be with reality. So what I'm saying is your reality is that you felt unjust. That is your reality. So whatever emotion that brought with it, okay? So that is the reality. But what I'm trying to say is don't focus on so-and-so was unfair to me and this and that. Don't focus on that. Telling you to take responsibility for your emotion, not for what the other person did. I'm not saying you are responsible for that person's action. I come and slap you, okay? So you will feel angry. Say you felt anger. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you say, what is reality for you right now? That you are angry. That is your reality, right? And then take responsibility for that, okay? So you just say, I'm angry. You stop saying that I'm angry because she came and hit me. Don't worry about that, okay? Say a little kid came and slapped you, a two-year-old. Would you get angry at him? No, right? So it has nothing to do with the hitting, okay? It is your response. If the two-year-old hits you, you won't be angry and you won't respond that way. But if I hit you, you're going to get angry, right? So what I'm just saying is take responsibility for the anger, just for the anger, for the emotion that I'm angry right now. Not because I hit you or because this happened or that happened or nothing like that. Okay, I'm angry. Full stop. Okay? And from there, you go further. So then you scan your body, right? Scan your body and see if you feel anything anywhere. Because we said that the thought, emotion, and sensation are the same thing, one and the same thing. If a coin had three sides, those are the three sides of the coin. It's the same thing. So when you are looking, when you are a witness to anything, you get rid of it. And when can you be a witness? Only when you are not judging or you are not blaming, all that kind. Then only you can be a witness. Otherwise, you are not a witness. You are just getting carried away with it. So if you can be a witness to any three of this, you get rid of it. But we said that sensation is the easiest to be a witness to. So we are just focusing on this, on the sensation. So you say, okay, this is anger. I take full responsibility for this. Not, I'm not saying that you are responsible for that person hitting you, but you are responsible for the anger that you are feeling right now. That's all I'm saying. You take responsibility for the anger. Then you scan the body, find a sensation, stay with that sensation. And when you stay with the sensation, you will see it dissipate. If you stay long enough, that's why I said just now, take a relatively minor situation. If you take a big situation, it takes a long time. But something minor, you will see it dissipate. And that is what we are trying to do, basically.
You need to focus on two things,
sensation? No. Take full responsibility, then focus on sensation only.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you can focus on either, but just now we are just talking about focusing on sensation. And then you release the sensation, then you can talk about it. Like just now we are talking about it, right? Like he actually told us what happened to him. So that is sharing. So you can share with people, that helps. Or you can share with someone, or if you don't have anyone to share, you write it down or go over in your mind what happened. I thought about this and I had this emotion and then I felt a sensation in my leg, say, and I focused on it and the sensation became less or it changed its quality or whatever it is. So when you go over that, it helps you release it also. If you can focus on your, if you can, most of the times it's tough. If it's a very intense situation, mostly you cannot. But that's why when you do meditation, when you do all that, that is kind of, your threshold is getting higher and higher. So then, you have more time before you respond, basically. And even in these hot situations, like, of course, sometimes it's too hot to really do anything. It's like when the storm comes, you have to let it come. You cannot, when the storm is there, you cannot say, oh, I'll put new windows in just now, you know. You cannot do that. It doesn't work. So then if you put the windows before the storm comes, then you have a better chance of protecting yourself when the storm comes. So that is how it is. So, and if you have a little bit of time and you just, focus on yourself. I think to me, it's more practical is when you are waiting for something, you know, say for someone or something or whatever, and you are boiling and boiling and thinking, you know, this it's just like a situation where you are waiting for your spouse or something like that. There you have time, right? You have time till the person comes. Here you are boiling and boiling and this and that, and he doesn't care about me, and he's always, I'm the last, but whatever. That time is the time to do it. Then you, that way you get more and more strength.